AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The White House appears to be shifting its stance on calls for a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants. Our Sagar Magani reports.
The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats had been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Florida politician who emerged as a central figure in the Justice Department's sex trafficking investigation involving Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz has now pleaded guilty to six federal charges, and Joel Greenberg has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. The confusion lives on in the United States over wearing a mask or not. With last week's CDC guidance, California officials say that they are waiting until June 15th. New York's governor is ready to lift the COVID mask mandate now. An arrest is made in connection with the raging wildfire that burned more than 2 square miles west of Los Angeles. Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas says a man who was being questioned about the fire is now arrested as an arson suspect.
The person in custody, we feel we have the right person.
A Mississippi abortion case that could dramatically alter decades of rulings on abortion rights will be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. The state is asking to be allowed to ban most abortions at the 15th week of pregnancy. Inflation jitters hit Wall Street again. This is AP News. India now has more than 24 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 270,000 deaths. But experts are hoping those numbers may be falling.
With Mumbai and New Delhi representing only a sliver of the overall situation. For one, drops in the national caseload, however marginal, largely reflect falling infections in a handful of states with big populations and or high rates of testing. Confirmed daily cases have been averaging around 340,000 and have dipped to more like 300,000 for the first time in weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal officials say they're looking into an engine problem that caused an American Airlines jet to return to San Jose shortly after takeoff today. The airline says pilots shut down one of the engines after an indicator light came on. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.